I'm Neil from the Starling Tribune, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual host. Check out all the other great podcasts at gunnageek.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition. It's a podcast by fans exploring the weekly Marvel Comics issues and news. We're not experts, just a few lifelong Marvel comic fans that want to share our weekly love of new and classic Marvel comic issues. Featuring Lauren's Mutant Musings.
We have Storm being an amazing team leader, as if there was ever any doubt of that.
Featuring Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Reports.
In this issue, the Howling Commandos attack the dock. Rather than trying to take or destroy the base, they're attempting to steal the three helicarriers that are based there.
And featuring Neil's Mighty Marvel Moments.
And I even read this issue to my three-year-old niece, who got really good at yelling, Hellcat! And She-Hulk!
This podcast is not produced, maintained, owned, or directed by Marvel Comics, the Disney Corporation, Fox, Sony, ABC, or Marvel Studios. All characters, situations, and stories are properties of Marvel Comics. Stand by for your weekly Marvel comic debriefing. I'm Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you are listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition.
Now it's time for your scheduled Marvel comic book debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer, your host to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition. This podcast covers Marvel comics that were released for the week starting June 1st, 2016. This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition, Lauren's Mutant Musings discusses all-new Wolverine number 9, Old Man Logan number 7, and X-Men 92 issue number 4. As always, if you want to hear more about the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Daredevil Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage on Netflix, and the general Marvel comic universe, please check out the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast found at GunnaGeek.com. And now, Lauren's Mutant Musings.
Hey, X-Fans. There's three comics for the week of June 1st, 2016. The first one is All New Wolverine number 9 by writer Tom Taylor and artist Mauricio Takara. We last left this comic with Fin Fang Foom on the rampage, Godzilla-like, and we join it with Fitz and Fin Fang Foom, so that's a win for me. We have Captain Marvel and Iron Man showing up trying to mitigate damage, only to be told that, hey, X-23 is actually in Fin Fang Foom, so try not to kill him too quickly. And we have Gabby being just the most adorable thing ever as she grabs a jetpack and tries to save the day. Seriously, she might be my favorite new character lately. And then, so this logically leads to Jetpack X-23 as she goes and leads Fin Fang Foom away and saves the day and everything's amazing and she saved Old Man Logan from Fin Fang Foom's stomach acid. And we get a surprising connection between her and Old Man Logan. The next comic is Old Man Logan number 7 by writer Jeff Lemire and artist Andrea Sorrentino. There's some truly great art in this issue. I'm thinking in particular of this 1-2-page spread as Logan considers his actions and their consequences. We have Lady Deathstrike working with the Reavers to kill pretty much everyone in this little tiny Canadian town. There's some really, really great, really bloody action going on. And Wolverine at the end of the issue makes some realizations about what he needs to do. And finally, we have X-Men 92 number 4. By writers Chad Bowers and Chris Sims, and artist Alti Fermencia. All New Wolverine number 9 would have been my pick for this week if it wasn't for this. This continues to be just my favorite fun thing ever. We have fighting vampires, like, as in the vampires are fighting and the X-Men are fighting the vampires. We have a cameo appearance in the Danger Room. We have 90s pixely computer graphics. We have evil supernatural Clippy making an appearance. And in something that made me laugh just for no reason, there's this one picture of Gambit where he is just the prettiest man you have ever seen, making kissy lips. And it just continues to be fun. And if you're ever needing a break from the drama that is current Marvel continuity, just give this comic a try. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week. And remember, mutant and proud.
Enjoyed this issue of All New Wolverine. It was fun, it had lots of cameos, there was plenty of action, and visions of naked Jetpack X-23 make this issue a real winner. X-Men 92 issue number 4 was a fun ride as well, much better than issue number 3 in my opinion. Since this marked the end of the story arc, I'm looking forward to the next arc, Pages from the Book of Sins. Thank you, Labrat Lorne, for bringing us the X-Men comics this week. There's some awesome stories being told, and I'm glad to have the chance to read them along with you. Listener, if you fancy the X-Men just like Lorne does, let her know on her Twitter account, @SithWitch. As always, thank you, listener. We appreciate you listening and downloading both this podcast and the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. All of us involved want to hear from you on what you like about Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition, or your thoughts about what's going on in Civil War number 2. So please, check out all the ways to contact us in the show notes or in the outro of this show, or you can always hit me up on Twitter, @StargatePioneer. Next time, Lauren and Adam will be back with their Mutant and S.H.I.E.L.D. segments for our 50th Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition. Until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer. Bye!
Thank you for listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition. If you want to contact us, you can tweet us @LegendsOfShield on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/LegendsOfShield. Swing by our website, www.legendsofshield.com. Look up our Tumblr page at legendsofshield.tumblr.com. Check out our Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. YouTube channel. Or send us a voicemail at 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. Intro and outro music, titled Epic Dramatic Track, 2014 version by Star Sound. Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report background music titled The Greater Good Epic Cinematic Trailer by Christopher Fisher Audio. Lauren's Mutant Musings background music titled No Looking Back by 407. And Neil's Mighty Marvel music titled Epic Cinematic Orchestral Background Music by Cinescore can be found at pond5.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not represent Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition. Marvel Comics are the property of Marvel. No infringement is intended. We will see you on our next exciting installment of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition.